controlling the coronavirus involves some of the wealthiest and most powerful institutions in the world. And yet the COVID pandemic has claimed the lives of nearly 7 million people. So what needs to change to keep it from happening again? One idea is to find a better way to keep eyes focused on the ground, a way to see infectious diseases and emerging viruses at the super local level. NPR's Ari Daniel went to a small research outpost in rural Guatemala and found a place where this idea is very much alive. He was there for our series, Hidden Viruses, How Pandemics Really Begin.
I ask Edwin Asturias to take me to the place where it all started. So he leads me across a grassy field to a local school. We're in western Guatemala, not far from the Pacific Ocean. About a decade ago,
we were standing up here overlooking the parking lot and saying, this is going to be where, you know, we're going to build the clinic.
But a clinic was just the first part of his plan. Asturias is an infectious disease pediatrician at the University of Colorado. He grew up nearby, and he tells me he witnessed firsthand how poverty, malnutrition, and a lack of medical care combined to create cycles of disease.
You know, those interactions affect the way that you develop, you know, your brain and, you know, being successful in school or not. And to top it off, now their parents who have survived those illnesses when they were young are suffering now a huge amount of chronic illnesses.
Asturias says all this keeps communities like his from thriving. So his vision swelled to not just treat illness, but to study and prevent it. He wanted a center for research
where we can better monitor these illnesses and try to provide early interventions to sort of try out new therapies or new ways to prevent some of these illnesses.
The idea was pretty audacious. High-level research, that usually happens in the big cities. And besides, who would want to work here? Who'd trade in Guatemala City for mosquitoes and tropical heat?
You know, we struggled with this.
Dan Olson is a research director here.
You know, initially we had thought about bringing in a grad student from the U.S., but then they go get their job somewhere else and they're never back again.
Still, over the next few years, the health clinic was built, and the laboratory, with support from the University of Colorado, Children's Hospital Colorado, and a local banana and palm oil company.
So we're now walking in to the processing lab where we receive...
I step into the result of all that work. It's called FunSalud.
So this lab, the new design, happened in the last year.
Olson's like a kid showing off his toys, DNA sequencers, ultra-cold freezers. This lab, he says, is on par with something you'd find in the U.S., which they need to take on one of their more ambitious goals, watching out for viruses that have pandemic potential.
If anything, COVID and Zika and H1N1 have taught us, it's that you can't stick your head in the sand and hope that the next pandemic isn't going to arrive.
So FunSalud is doing what's called active surveillance. They're running studies here to try and detect emerging diseases early.
It gives you a better chance to develop interventions, whether it's diagnostic tests, whether it's vaccines.
But who would run the research efforts? Olson and his team still wanted to find people nearby. Now, they did manage to hire nurses who lived locally. One of them was a young woman named Neyori Rojop.
So Neyori, you know, we hired her right out of nursing school. She had zero clinical experience and she had zero research experience. And she was a superstar.
Sí, en realidad fue una gran suerte poder
empezar. I'm very lucky to have FunSalud down the road, near my community.
Today, Rojop's 29, and she embodies the passionate drive this place has come to depend on. Local young people who notice something in their own community they want to change. Growing up, Rojop says a lot of her young relatives got really sick. When she was about 10, she remembers an urgent knock at their door one night. It was about her little cousin Carlos, or Carlitos if you're family.
Nos enteramos porque mis tíos...
My aunt came to my house asking for medicine if we had because he was so sick.
They grabbed whatever they had, syrups, teas, and raced out of the house.
I remember the moment when I saw him. He was laying on the bed and his skin was like red because he was with this fever.
His family couldn't afford a private doctor. Carlos was struggling to breathe.
He looked kind of like sad.
Rojope was afraid. She feared the worst.
I didn't think it was fair because I didn't know how to help.
Fortunately, Carlos survived, but the whole episode made a deep impression on her.
I thought I need to become a nurse so I could change my community for good.
Rojope's options were limited. She didn't want to leave her home or family. But then, when she was working on her nursing degree, a friend said, "Hey, there's this new clinic opening up just down the road." It's 8 a.m. A yellow school bus pulls up beside Fun Salud. A couple dozen people file out, including Neori Rojope. She's worked here now for almost a decade.
It is a relief and such a satisfaction for me to contribute something for my community.
Rojope showed up thinking she was going to be a nurse, but something happened.
You'd give her an idea and then she would run with it a mile.
The research just clicked for Rojope, says Dan Olson. At first, they asked her to work on a study looking at using cell phones to track the spread of dengue. She thrived, so she kept getting promoted.
Seguir aprendiendo mucho sobre cómo,
I want to keep learning to get more help for even more people.
Today, Rojope's a research coordinator with two master's degrees under her belt. She starts her days with the other team leads. Then all the researchers and nurses divide up by project. One team's tracking illnesses surfacing among farm workers. Another huddles to assess their mosquito and infectious disease study. Edwin Asturias watches this hive of activity, and he smiles.
We're trying to show them that you don't need to go to the United States to sort of do your graduate degree in epidemiology, for example. That you can do it here, practice your craft here, and do better for your own people.
Vamos a una comunidad que se llama Chiquirines.
One by one, the research teams begin their work for the day. Neori Rojope gets behind the wheel of a tuk-tuk and drives off to the home of one of the families involved in a research study she's in charge of. Over the years, as Asturias has watched Fun Salud fill with folks like Rojope, local, talented young people just waiting to be found, it's been a powerful lesson.
A lesson that also has transformed my way of looking at global health forever, in the sense that we need to make sure that these people can take on from us when we are not here anymore. Truly, who's going to transform the local communities and their lives is going to be themselves.
And in the process, many of them undergo their own personal transformation. They become someone they never imagined, a scientist. Ari Daniel, NPR News.